You're about to listen to the podcast version of the audiobook for Bradley Charbonneau's best-selling book, One. If you'd like to uncover what your one word for the year is, or you already have your one word and you'd like to step into its power, go to one.repossible.com. Now, enjoy this next chapter of One. Chapter 15, Epilogue, Future History. Quote, "You can't connect the dots looking forward. You can only connect them looking backwards. So you have to trust that the dots will somehow connect in your future. You have to trust in something, your gut, destiny, life, karma, whatever. This approach has never let me down. And it has made all the difference in my life." Unquote. Steve Jobs. Ready for the fun part? Ready for the twist to the story? The unexpected ending? Epilogue. Short essay in the voice of the author that brings closure to the work. Yes, we will bring closure to the work and do it with a twist worthy of the greatest fictional thrillers. Energy. Mind 2, Heart 3, Gut 5. You are going to write this epilogue from the you of the future. Let's take a ridiculously simple, although not necessarily easy, example. Let's say the book was titled Light, and it was about losing weight and becoming lighter of mind, too. In the preface, you wrote about how you wanted to lose X pounds or kilos. Here in the epilogue, you're going to write as if what you wrote about in the preface has already happened. The epilogue looks back at this past year from the future and tells the story of how it happened. Let's do an example opening to the epilogue based on the Light one-word chapter. Wow, I did it. I actually did it. At the beginning of the year, I wasn't sure I could do it, but here we are a year later, and I did it. I succeeded. The unexpected part of the year was that as I lost weight, the actual kilos from my physical body, my mind, even my heart got lighter. It's not just that I feel lighter physically, which I do, but I feel lighter in my heart. I have to admit, it really helped having this one word, light, to focus on all year because every single day I lived my life with that mantra, with that feeling, with that being. I was already that lighter person every single day, even if by the slightest of measurements. It was daily, weekly, and monthly progress, and I am not too shy that I'm really proud of myself. Here's a little note to myself back a year ago. You got this. If you're struggling, think of me writing this now, a year later, and the jubilation, the pride, the lightness I feel, the lightness that I am. And I hope I can give you the energy to make it happen. Tiny daily steps towards progress. Here's a quote for you if you're struggling during the year. Quote, "The secret of your future is hidden in your daily routine." Unquote. Mike Murdoch. It's the daily tiniest of routine alterations that got me through it. I did it. I can't stop smiling. I'm a different person than I was a year ago. Wow. I just cranked that out in one go. Can you feel the energy of writing as if the future is now and you already have succeeded in your year? Maybe what I just wrote above is all I need to write for the epilogue. Maybe it's done. Maybe you'll want to write more and elaborate on the techniques you used or did use in the past to make it happen. I would suggest trying to find the balance of not getting too specific. I only ate broccoli in March. But not also going too vague. Yeah, wow, it just happened. And going more for the feeling or emotion that your future self is experiencing after the year. I can't stop smiling. I'm so proud of myself. I have more confidence in myself than ever. It's up to you how it best feels to write this epilogue. The key lies in one word: confidence. After the year, you have succeeded. You have done it. Achieved your goal. You have the confidence, the you of the future, because you did it and you even know how you did it. If you can channel your future self as you write, let that confident self do the writing. Don't let your present self, especially your doubting present self, do any editing. Remember, that doubting self doesn't exist in a year. A year from now, that positive, successful, confident self is the one writing. Live your future self in the present. Take a deep breath, because I'm about to go deep. I might even get a little woo-woo on you. This part is the key to this book, the secret ingredient to this whole project. Ready? Here it comes. When we define our future self, we don't need to wait for the future to become that future self now. Did you catch that? I like travel. No, I love travel. I'm going to use a travel story here to help explain. I'm hoping to go to Bali next year to visit one of my most awesome friends. If I wait until the moment that I land in Bali to enjoy it, then I'm missing out on this next year of anticipation, the whole looking forward to it element of the preparation and planning. If my happiness and success and confidence is dependent only on my landing in Bali, then I'm delaying, I'm postponing, I'm ceding the power of that future moment to only exist in that future moment. There are conditional statements that we often live by, for better or worse. Our task with this book, and for the next year, is to preempt that positive feeling we know we'll have when the event actually happens by living it already in the present. Back to Bali for a moment. I'm not just going for a holiday and to see my friend. I want to host events. In fact, one of the events I'm looking forward to hosting is a Write Your One-Word Book in One Day event. Yep, based on the book you have in your hands. So, I could wait around until the airplane lands in Bali to finally achieve my dream and then become that person who leads workshops in Bali. Or I could already start being that person now, today, in the present. See where I'm going with this? I could and should, no, will start that Bali workshop idea on a smaller scale here in the Netherlands, Or maybe start even smaller. Do a DIY version of the day, or maybe a Zoom online group version of the Bali workshop. With my future self as the Bali workshop self, I can, and should, already walk as that workshop leader, talk as the one who will be going to Bali, and take action with that future in mind. Through talking as that Bali person, walking, yes, literally walking as the person who gives workshops in Bali, I'm building the local workshops and the online workshops and working with this book to build the audience, all as my future self who will be delivering the workshops in Bali. If your future self is bigger than your current self, more successful, experienced, confident, etc., then you can build towards that by growing into that person on a daily, weekly, and monthly basis towards the bigger persona of you next year. Here's a crazy thought. Let's say, continuing with the Bali example, that I do all of the things this year that lead up to the Bali Bradley of next year, but then Bali doesn't happen. Is that a failure? I would venture to say no, it's not a failure. Why? Because if I lived my present self as that future Bali self, I bet that my current year grew and expanded towards Bali Bradley such that I had a great year that I enjoyed immensely. Oh no, Bradley, Bali didn't happen. Here's my honest-to-goodness comment on that. Yep, maybe it didn't. But like the cliche goes, it's the journey, not the destination. My coming year, in preparing for Bali, in living as the Bradley Bali who gives workshops in exotic resorts, will grow and become Bali Bradley, even if I don't actually set foot in Bali. In other words, if Bali is the last stop of this journey, let's say I go from 1 to 9 and don't quite get to 10, actually in Bali in Indonesia, I'd bet a fresh mango that I'd be thrilled with the progress of the present year. And I'd go so far as to say maybe there is something other than only Bali that I found on the journey towards it. Living your future self in your present self. Even as I type these words, just the thought of Bali, the image of it, the persona that I will be when I'm there, I can see it. Since I can see it, I can start living it now, today, in the present. In this way, we are living our future selves in our present selves. This, buried here deep in this long chapter, is my wish for you. To live your future self in your present self. To not wait, to not be dependent on that event happening, that exact goal of the future, to then transform you into your future self, but because you are living that future self already, right this minute, you have already made progress, and there is no turning back. Now that I went off the woo-woo deep end there for a moment, let's land back on solid ground and also see how we can add some numbers to also help us grow in the coming year. What gets measured gets improved. I'm adding this little section to the epilogue because I'm terrible at it. I find it difficult and even annoying, and I admit that I'm more of an artist than an MBA. There, I said it. Still, what gets measured gets improved. It's an old marketing saying, and it's true. Let's make this at least a little bit fun. Here's a one-minute YouTube film I did about a silly way to set up three measurements to gauge progress. go.repossible.com/measure, or you can scan the QR code to watch. In the quick film, I offer three levels of measurement. 1, meh. 2, all right. 3, whoa. Meh being average, all right being pretty good, and whoa being awesome. If you dare accept this mission and add some sort of numerical goalpost to your coming year, more power to you. If we use the light example, we could use numbers. For example, meh, 1 kilo lighter, all right, 5 kilos lighter, whoa, 10 kilos lighter. I just made those up. Here's an example from my own world. I could use this book you have in your hands as an example of measurement from my own progress. I'd like to reach certain sales numbers. Your one-word sales projection for the coming year. Meh, 100 books sold. All right, 1,000 books sold. Whoa, 10,000 books sold. See how simple that was? Yes, I just created those numbers quickly, but we don't need to get out the calculators and spreadsheets to give a rough estimate of what's to come. Frankly, I think even these numbers can be more of a gut guess than a mind guess, or a feeling more than a science. In a word, how would the numbers you'd like to achieve in the coming year make you feel? What would you say? Meh. All right. Whoa. That's all we're getting at here. Full disclosure. As I said, I'm terrible at this sort of forecasting, and especially with numbers. So it's difficult for me to write about it here. And I hope you do a better job than I'm describing here. If you do, and you succeed, please share with me the numbers you forecasted and what you achieved. You can always share Repossible success stories at stories.repossible.com. There you have it. Your epilogue. Your future as you see it from the future, and how you can live your coming year to reach that new self. Repossible. Possible? Guess the future self from the present. Impossible. Predict the future. Repossible. Be your future self now. One more quote before you finish this chapter. Quote, "You can't depend on your eyes when your imagination is out of focus." Unquote. Mark Twain. Your eyes see the present. Your imagination sees the future. Focus. Thank you for listening to a chapter from Bradley Charbonneau's best-selling book, One, delivered here as a podcast. If you're ready to embrace the power of one word to be your guiding light, your North Star, and a roadmap to your future self, head over to one.repossible.com and let's start this next 1 year of your life today. As a thank you for listening to the podcast version, here's a coupon for 25% off the online version or the live version, whether online or in person. Use the code INTENTION, and let's make this next year your year.